USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump's first veto is to protect his emergency declaration for border wall funding.
Congress's vote to deny the crisis on the southern border is a vote against reality. It's against reality. It is a tremendous national emergency. It is a tremendous crisis.
A dozen Republicans joined with Senate Democrats Thursday to back the joint resolution. New Zealand continues to mourn the deaths of 49 people and the injuries of dozens more after a gunman stormed two mosques in a terrorist attack. The Prime Minister says the shooter had a gun license. He used five guns, including two semi-automatic weapons and two shotguns.
Rooted as a tree,
rooted as a tree.
We are here.
Millions of students from around the world took a day off from school to strike in an effort to raise awareness for the need to combat climate change. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
The suspect in the New Zealand massacre referred in a manifesto to President Trump as a symbol of renewed white identity. GOP Congressman Adam Kinzinger tells CNN.
If you look back to the Holocaust, where 6 million Jews were killed, and Hitler basically grouped a people into evil thinking to do what they did, that was way before President Trump.
Trump has harshly condemned the attack. The Trump administration opposes curbs on U.S. assistance for the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran needs to be defeated in this fight.
The way to alleviate the Yemeni people's suffering isn't to prolong the conflict by handicapping our partners in the fight, but by giving the Saudi-led coalition the support needed to defeat Iranian-backed rebels and ensure a just peace.
In Detroit, new court records just filed show federal prosecutors allege that unlicensed adoption worker Tara Lynn Lee took in more than $1.6 million in 2017 and 18, promising the same baby to more than one couple. The New Haven mom also allegedly matched couples to birth moms and babies who did not exist. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
This is a good time to be looking for a job. USA's Chris Barton has more.
U.S. employers posted nearly 7.6 million open jobs in January. That's near a record high set in November. And it's evidence businesses are still very hungry for workers, despite signs that the economy has slowed a bit. The Labor Department reporting on Friday that hiring also rose and that the number of people quitting their jobs did pick up. Quits are a sign of a healthy economy because people typically leave a job for another, usually higher-paying job. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential candidate and Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar talked to CNN about how to run against President Trump.
You have to run against him head-on, of course, but you also have to don't go down every single rabbit hole with him because if you lose track of your own optimistic economic agenda, then the voters who want to know what you're for and not just what you're against, they don't get a fair shake. And one of the things he tries to do is to sidetrack people into what he's talking about that day.
Klobuchar has been dogged by allegations that she mistreated her Senate staff. She told CNN's Poppy Harlow that toughness would be an asset on the world stage. Volkswagen and its CEO has been charged by the Securities and Exchange Commission with defrauding American investors by grossly misleading them about the vehicle's quality and environmental compliance and the company's financial standing. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.